from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. A warm, inviting, inclusive place is what the Timmins Native Friendship Center is offering at its three child and family-friendly COVID-19 vaccination clinics. Executive Director Michaela Bird says the center is always family-oriented, so it will provide a space with a warming effect.
By them having the ability to come in and have that feel, it's going to create a more positive space and possibly help alleviate some of those anxieties or concerns that the children may have.
There will be Christmas-themed entertainment and goodie bags, among other things, at each clinic, and transportation is available. Bird says to book your appointment through the health unit, then call the Friendship Center to make those travel arrangements. We're down to 9 active COVID-19 cases in the region with the resolution of another case and no new cases to add. The Porcupine Health Unit says 3 of them are along the Highway 11 corridor between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. The rest are in Timmins. Across Ontario, another 780 cases today, as well as 5 new deaths. 155 people are in the ICU. More information on whether the Omicron variant is more transmissible than other COVID-19 variants is expected within days. So says the World Health Organization's technical lead on the disease. Experts say it's too soon to say whether the virus either transmits more easily or causes more or less severe disease than previous variants. So far, 23 countries have reported cases of Omicron. The first case of SARS-CoV-2 has been found in Canadian wildlife. Federal agencies say they've been proactively researching whether the virus that causes COVID-19 has spilled into the wild. And late last month, it was detected in 3 free-ranging white-tailed deer in southern Quebec. The animals showed no evidence of disease and were all apparently healthy. The virus has already infected several species of animals globally, including farmed mink, domestic cats and dogs, and zoo animals. Finally, this afternoon, Ontario's electricity suppliers are warning us about a rising wave of scam artists targeting utility accounts as the holiday season approaches. They say emails, text messages, and phone calls are threatening people with the disconnection of their electricity supply unless they pay up. The suppliers say the scammers usually want you to pay with methods like gift cards, prepaid debit cards, or Bitcoin, something they would never do. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.